Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
What happens next with the Louisville Improvisers?
Hey, Daddy-O.
Where you been, man?
I was over in the South Wing cleaning up. I mean, it's spring cleaning. We're finally getting around to it.
It's September.
I said, listen to everything I said. I said, we're finally getting around to it.
Well, I've been looking for you all morning.
Yeah, what's the deal?
No reason. It's just you and me. Well, you know, since we got rid of Mona.
I know. Well,
nobody's answering the phone.
Yeah, right. Well, no, just turn it off. Let the machine get it.
Okay.
Yeah, just let the machine get it.
Brian, come here. There he goes.
I know, he's on his way to do something. He's been like that all day.
Yeah, really? Was he cleaning with you?
Well, he started out with me, and then he said he was going to go to the West Wing. And then he said he had some other stuff, and then he was going to check the garden, the botanical garden.
Yeah.
And then he was going to go to the petting zoo.
Has he seen Damaris lately?
Well, no, he said she was cooking something up for lunch.
Okay.
I don't know if he saw her. He said she was in the kitchen. I mean, I haven't seen anybody. I've been focused on the task at hand, man.
What'd you get cleaned?
My desk.
And the picture. Your pictures, right?
Well, I arranged them and dusted them, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Nothing else.
Well,
dude, have you touched that bathroom?
I haven't touched it. I mean, I used it.
That's what I figured. It is so disgustingly dirty.
Well, it's not just me that uses it. Yeah. I mean,
Wait a minute, Chris.
What?
It's the South Wing?
Yeah.
That's your wing.
Right.
Nobody goes in there but you.
Well, no, I have people over sometimes. You know, I mean, the neighborhood kids, they want a tour. I let them use the bathroom.
Okay. The neighborhood kids?
Yeah. And, you know, other people. I mean, you know, whatever, man. And it's just like, first of all, did you do what you were supposed to do?
Yeah. I've been in the basement all morning.
Yeah? Well, what did you accomplish since we're...
I got everything... All of the floats from the Thanksgiving parade.
Oh, they're ready?
Yeah, they're ready.
What about the stuff for the Halloween parade?
The Halloween parade is done. That's been done for weeks. Okay. I didn't go out to the house.
You didn't?
No, you didn't notice me missing?
Well, I mean, it was kind of quiet. But I'm not really, you know, like I said, I was focused on task at hand.
Okay.
Anyway, we got a bunch of stuff going on. So anyway, look, dude. Okay, let's just kind of focus on what we're doing. Hey.
Yeah.
Was somebody at the door?
That's what I thought.
Hey guys.
Hey. Holy shit! It's Todd Hildreth.
Hi guys. What's going on?
Hey, Todd, how are you, brother?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, good. I'm glad to see you still got your key. I mean, you haven't used it in months.
No, I've been kind of busy.
Well, we haven't seen you around, you know.
Well, yeah, I had to go to the woodshed, man, because I was working on our tune, a theme song for us.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, well, we talked about that in what, March?
March,
but,
yeah.
Okay, so you've been working on it since March? Excellent.
Yeah, since March.
Okay, sure. I know you're a busy
man. Can we back
man.
Up a second?
Yeah.
The woodshed. You've actually been in the woodshed since March?
It's an expression.
Oh, okay. Because we do have a woodshed here out by the manor, right? You know.
Oh, yeah. I go to that woodshed sometimes.
Yeah.
But not to write music.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. You are from the old country, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. The old country.
Yeah.
That's correct. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, it's great to see you, man. You know, like you missed like the last bunch of shows. And I mean, we know you're working, but...
Yeah, I was kind of hoping that my, you know, I could be in some of the pictures someday.
Okay. Well, we're taking some pictures tomorrow. So you're more than welcome.
I can't make that.
See, that's the problem, man. You know, you say you want to do it.
Yeah, you always say that you want to do it and you like working with us, and then you disappear for months at a time.
And then when the new pictures come out, you complain about not being in them. I mean, you need to own your part of
this. They've got technology now, man, that you can just put me in there.
Oh, a Photoshop you in?
Whatever it's called.
Yeah,
technology.
Yeah. Well, you might. Yeah, digital.
So Do you have a picture that you can send us of yourself that we can Photoshop you in, where you're clothed?
I've got some selfies in my phone here.
All right, why don't you send us your best five,
and then we'll
go from there.
Definitely not that one. Maybe that one.
Yeah, but we're gonna have to lose the dog.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I'll get back with you on that. I'll go back to the woodshed.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you do your best work out there.
I do. Thank you.
So I see you brought your piano with you.
I did. I brought it in here.
Okay. So wait. So you're ready. You got something for us.
I think so.
Good.
Sure.
Well, I think I speak for everybody, Alec and I.
Brian. Brian. Hey.
Dude.
Brian.
Todd's here.
Hey. Oh.
Yeah. All right. Whatever. He
dissed me. He totally dissed
me. Well, he dissed all of us.
Yeah.
I think
after last night, he's a little pissed at both of us.
Well, we had a show last night, which, you know, as you know, you missed. But anyway, it was kind of weird. There was a scene. No, and well, I'm not trying to give you a hard time. I'm just saying we missed you.
Yeah, we missed you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's what that's about. It's not, you know, we're not trying to, I mean.
Yeah, so anyway, Brian was up there doing his scene. You want to go ahead?
Well, yeah, it got kind of awkward because I didn't realize I thought we were in between scenes.
Yeah.
And I told him to shut the fuck up. Yeah, but I thought, well, I was reacting to something that happened earlier in the evening. And
that's hurtful.
Well, it turns out it was.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a joke.
Hey, I had to leave right after the show, but didn't you guys have dinner together?
We did. We ironed it out. I guess it's not all ironed out. No, I mean, I bought him some nachos, and we talked over some hummus.
Yeah.
You know, the nachos were for him because I'm lactose intolerant.
Right.
I had the hummus.
We know that. No, everybody knows that.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that.
Exactly. So, you know.
Todd, you didn't know about his... Come on, you've been in a small room with him before. What do you think that is?
We never drank milk.
No, I don't, for a reason, because I'm lactose intolerant. Dude, you're the farter, okay? Let's just don't try to play it off on me.
I'm always going to try it.
Nice try. I mean, this is Todd, for God's sake. So, dude, I'm...
Todd, those sideburns, those lamb chops you got on your face.
Well, mutton
chops. That was the other thing I was growing.
They're
those.
Not quite mutton chops yet.
They're lamb chops, yeah. Well, you got one came in pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was going to do one at a time so that I could focus my efforts on, you know, so that's what I did.
Yeah, you've been playing a lot of gigs?
Yeah, I've played some gigs.
Where who you been working? What of your groups, the many groups of Todd Hildreth, have been out there playing?
You know, just some bands.
Yeah,
yeah.
You don't want to be more. This is the thing, dude. It's us. We're
it's
family.
Us. You know, and I know you're speaking into a microphone right now, but look, this is not for the public. We just have to do this.
I really don't remember who I've been playing with.
Okay. Well, that actually makes sense.
There's the one band with the girl singer.
King Kong.
Does that have a girl singer?
Yes.
Amy Ritchie?
Yeah.
Amy.
Yeah, you know Amy.
I remember her.
Pretty local girl. Sings.
Well, you mean like she's pretty local or she's pretty comma local? Because I think she's pretty comma local.
Well, I know. I mean, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
She's pretty comma local. She's global herself, personally.
Yeah, she's global.
Yeah.
She's...
Yeah.
So, and then don't you play in a band that has a girl drummer, too?
Yeah.
There's
that one band with the girl drummer.
Oh, yeah, with the Carpenters?
Yeah.
You took over?
No, I don't play with the Carpenters.
Okay, you took over for, I thought, you know, she replaced Karen Carpenter, and you were doing, you know, your Carpenters cover band, your tribute Carpenters band?
Yeah.
Called
Hey, no. But you know what I heard the other day is that with the Carpenters Covers band that you're also branching out and you're playing some David Gates and Bread now, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And Air Supply.
Oh, man.
That's all I've got so far, though.
Isn't that Chicago?
Same thing.
It's, I mean, you know, Bread, they were in the same, you know, era, I think, you know.
Yeah, but come on. Seriously, you can't compare the two of them. Chris, and you're the musicologist.
Is there a better sound in the world?
We don't have a vocalist yet.
No, right. Well, no.
Hey, Chris.
You've got a solid foundation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a major David Gates and Bread fan.
Wait, I was I loved Air Supply, of course, and then
But wasn't Air Supply? But was that the same time? Wasn't that a little?
That was a little bit later.
A little bit
later. You're right. You're right. Yeah.
I mean, we're looking early 70s. Like America was around the same.
America.
Well, I was just going to say America.
Bread, Chicago. They're essentially the same band.
And what about Blood, Sweat, and Tears? Now you put them differently or the same?
No, they're the same. They're
so I liked all of that.
Well, the difference is a horn section, I think, primarily.
But Chicago had a horn section.
Oh, that's right. I
mean, we're talking the original CTA here.
Yeah.
Oh, are we?
not that 80s iteration, which was really disgusting.
Oh, and Peter Cetera?
Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah. No,
they sold out.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's kind of weird because they didn't have a lot to sell, but they but they fucking sold it anyway. You know what? I've got to tell you, dude. Every time I hear you play, it just sort of brings me back to the first time we all met.
Oh, yeah. God, it's great having you back.
Yeah.
You know, here's the only man who underscores his own life. You carry that thing around on your back. And
I
how
do
you play it like that? I don't know. It's amazing, though.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's through that. It reminds me of Jan Hammer.
Oh, Jan, yeah.
Jan. So do you want to do a little Jan? There you go. That's all you need to do.
Thank you, Jan Hammer. Thank you, Jan
Thank you from the Where Are They Now files.
Right.
You know, if he's not dead, I hope he is because I've completely forgotten about him. I mean, I'm not wishing him dead, but you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Who thinks of Jan Hammer? I mean, you know, Miami Vice, right?
Yeah, but what's better, being dead or forgotten?
Dead.
Yeah. Right, that's right.
Well, for the person. I mean, I would rather be forgotten than dead.
Well, no, and trust me, you're forgotten. Outside this room, nobody thinks about you.
Seriously?
Oh, maybe your wife.
No, I know she doesn't.
God. Man,
anyway, when you were talking about the first time that we met Todd, I remember that.
Twice Told Coffee House.
He was playing with Steve Cruz. right?
And no. He plays the same instrument that I play, so we.
No, it wasn't Steve Cruz. Who was it?
No, you're thinking about Ferranti and Teicher when we opened for them. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that was a different gig. I know that. Is that how you pronounce their name?
That's the way I pronounce it.
Okay.
I think that band was called the Java Men.
Java Men. Who was in that with you?
We had a guitar player and a drummer. Drummer was like Italian, kind of looking dude.
Oh,
like a
really?
Beard. Yeah.
Oh God, good old what's his face? How can we forget him?
Alliteration. It's alliteration.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever
knew. Yeah, it was, oh, God. Oh, it's right on the tip of my tongue.
You seriously know who this was?
I think I do. Excuse me.
Chris, you're drooling again.
I am drooling again because, I don't know, I'm just...
Well...
I'm feeling a little peaked.
Why don't you get something out of the fanny pack?
Yeah, hold on. Let me get my secrets.
So look at that. The man does it all the time.
I got him. Okay, I'm good.
You got it? Are you good?
Yeah. What
do you want me to go to the kitchen, get you something, make you a sandwich?
Could you?
Yeah. Look, I'll go into the kitchen. I'll get Damaris to make you something. Some hummus.
Benny Bezo? Was that the guy?
I'll be back in a minute.
I think so.
Hey, right, Brian, hold up. I want to talk to you.
Benny Bezo. No, Tony Tirico. Ricky Romano. Ricky Ricardo.
Ricky Rizzo.
Ricky Rizzo. Oh, God. Little
Ricky. I think
that's
what his name was.
Yeah, little Ricky Rizzo. Yeah, I remember he was a child star. He was on a children's show in Louisville for a while called Little Squirts or something.
Little Squirts. I remember the theme.
Yeah. Yeah, we are Little Squirts.
Yeah. It's just like that.
I totally
think they might have repeated that once or twice.
Well, no. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of words to it.
No.
We're with all squirts, and we're going to squirt on you.
I don't remember that.
Well, it's kind of like that. Similar in vain, shall we say.
Oh.
Yeah?
Nothing.
Okay. What you got? Okay. Hey, now, dude, you're here.
I am.
And now you said you got the theme song written. And I guess we should wait for Alex to get back, but I know it's going to be good.
Hey, Damaris said,
what?
Basically, fuck off.
What?
She was cooking something and she didn't have time to stop to make you a sandwich. She said, he's a grown man. He can make his own goddamn sandwich.
Well,
so I made you a sandwich because I know you can.
Thank you, Daddy-O. Okay, yeah, you know I don't like rye, but okay. No, that's just fine.
That's not rye.
Well, you know I don't like toasted.
It's not toasted.
Yeah, that's just you'll like it. Just
you'll like it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hold on.
It's good for you.
Yeah, I've heard that before. That's how I got my rubella vaccine. It's actually good.
Yeah, good, good.
Mm-hmm. Is that the pimento loaf?
It's, yes.
Okay. It's not bad.
Thank you. I'm, you know, it's homemade pimento loaf. I made it last week.
Oh.
Well, under the aegis of Damaris.
Right. Well, she oversees all of our cooking. Yeah. And by the way, you're going to stick around for dinner, aren't you?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
She's making mussels.
Muscle, yeah, pulling, yeah. Oh. So, anyway.
Pulling mussels from a chair?
From a chair? Yeah, you remember that song we did? We did. Yeah. Well, we had our satiric squeeze cover band.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Pulling squoze.
Squoze. Squizzed. Well, yeah.
That was squids.
Squids.
Yeah.
Pulling muscles from a chair.
Yeah. So, anyway, dude.
Yeah.
Todd said he's got the song, so.
Our new theme song?
Yeah, this is great.
You done?
Okay, I'm a little nervous auditioning this on the podcast itself.
Well.
You guys could, like, totally lay into me and.
We don't
tell
run
me it's really bad.
We don't run any of this.
Well,
no, the lawyers make us do all this.
We record everything. Some of
we have to record everything now,
just for potential and past litigation.
Right.
No, if
Chris,
you
you're almost saying too much here.
I have. Anyway, no, we.
Hey, I got another. In fact, I don't want to sidetrack this too much, but bringing this up, I got another summons. I got served again.
Oh, really? Yeah, in order to appear,
they caught me in the bathroom.
Dude,
I know. Don't you hate that?
Yeah. Take down the fucking camera.
No, it wasn't about that. That's where they served me.
Oh, they served you in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they caught you in the... All right.
Well. No, I have to appear before the grand jury about that thing that you did.
No, we did. It wasn't just me. I'm not taking the fall for all of you people.
Okay. And well, anyway, So that's why we have to record.
Anyway, and we used the good stuff on our podcast. So.
Oh, okay.
No pressure, dude.
Okay. Well,
no pressure at all.
Well, I can play the song, but we have to pretend like it's the beginning of the show, or else I can't really get into the spirit of the thing.
Okay. Okay. Right, do your intro.
So is this specifically for the podcast?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
But it could expand to be part like of the, you know, the TV show and the
right.
And everything like
excellent.
That.
Excellent. Excellent.
Oh, okay. And then, but this is what we asked you to do in March when we first started doing the podcast.
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
But it's going
to
be good.
Genius is, you can't rush
it.
Okay. So anyway, I'll start it. Let's pretend like we're doing a
right.
podcast.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
What happens next? With the Louisville Improvisers.
This is the intro.
Okay.
It's good.
Good. Thanks. I like it so far.
Okay, good. Now, in a minute, I'm going to sing.
Okay.
Wouldn't you like to live in the world of pure imagination? Okay, maybe not, but how about some comic improvisation? We don't got a script, we're too lazy to write one. If you got a problem with that, then boy, you can bite one. We're the Louisville Improvisers. Oh, wait a minute. Making fun of shit up today. Louisville Improvisers. Making fun of shit up. Make you laugh and spit up. Making fun of shit up today. It took a long time to write that because I didn't know if I wanted to go or like. You know, I'd
go with the first one.
Go with the first. I think you made the right choice.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, like we taught you when you're improvising, you always go with your gut. Go with your first choice.
That's
what you said. And then I did.
Yeah, and we liked it.
Okay.
What do you think, Chris?
I thought it's a keeper.
Hey, Brian, what do you think?
Dude.
I think that's a thumbs up.
I think he was kind of waving.
Either that or he gave us the finger.
I saw a finger.
Yeah.
I'm going to choose to think it was his
thumb. Have gotten kind of excited on that. We might have to do that again a little bit later.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, in terms of the theme song, and I can't believe I'm the one saying this, you know, just in terms of the language.
What's wrong with the language? That's the way we are.
It is the way we are.
So we got to go with that.
Okay.
But there should be a – because, you know, I think if we do television or something, we just put a big beep.
Yeah,
that.
I think that's what we do.
Making beep.
Well, I can always change that.
I loved it. I loved it, and I think it's a keeper.
I do, too, so it really doesn't matter what Brian thinks because it's 2-1.
No, we have a quorum.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of that band – well, I'm not going to tell you which band it was.
Okay.
But
one day we went in for a radio interview.
Yeah.
And the DJ comes up to us and he says, "Hey, I love the new record. Number 4 is my favorite cut." And we're like, "Hey, thanks." So anyway, we're interviewing and he says, "Hey, let's play my favorite cut." And the cut had the S word in it.
Ah.
Shit.
That one.
Okay.
And about 3 seconds later, the manager walks in and says, "Did I just hear shit?" And the DJ, like, starts looking around. It's obvious he had never listened to our record at all. And so they just fade the song out and kick us off the air.
Really?
We
right then?
We weren't supposed to have any songs with profanity.
Sweet.
Oh, man.
Another day in show business. Well, and here's the thing. I mean, I wasn't thinking about the podcast because obviously it doesn't matter.
Right.
Language is fine on a podcast. Trust me. I'm just, you know what, and this is my, I don't know, my thing, because I immediately think this is so good.
Mm-hmm.
We got to take it nationwide. So I was actually thinking TV.
Mm. Well, who do you want to get to record the vocals? Who do you think should do it?
Well.
Todd? What do you think?
Oh, maybe John Mayer, you know.
Yeah, he could, yeah.
Or, what about Adam Levine?
Van Morrison maybe could do it.
You know what?
Wait.
No, we're going to go. We got with Van first.
Okay. Isn't he dead?
No.
What about Blake Shelton?
No.
Mercury.
Okay.
Now, he is dead.
Oh, okay.
We should. No. First of all, I
Gwen
like,
Stefani.
No. I mean, I think they're all on a fucking show that I don't watch. The Voice or the Larynx?
Oh, The Voice. Yeah. Yeah. That's why I kept thinking of this.
Yeah. Well, you got to stop watching that show.
It's fun. It's really exciting.
I mean, you know, I mean,
Brian and I, we make a night of it.
I know you do popcorn.
And we've been putting sausage in our popcorn, our air popcorn maker. It's really awesome.
You have sausage popcorn?
Yeah, Purnell's. It's really good. You should try it.
Okay.
And then we watch The Voice. And then we watch New Jersey Housewives after that.
Wow. Gee, yeah. I guess you do this on Tuesdays?
Tuesday nights, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm not around on Tuesday. Well, thank you for doing it when I'm not around.
Yeah, well, Chris is out. He's visiting his children.
Yeah, I mean, they're not all in the same place, so I have to, you know, it takes me all night.
Oh,
you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like, kind of like Santa Claus.
Yeah, very much like Santa Claus, because I have a bag of toys.
Well, it used to be until we forbade him from bringing along the checkbook.
You know, I'm just trying to ease the transition.
And I'm just trying to deal with the accountants, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Well, look, I mean, I didn't know. Originally, I didn't. Sure, they were all mine. I mean, I knew the mothers.
Yeah, but we did pay for all the blood tests.
And it turns out I have a lot more children than I realized.
Yeah. Well, when in doubt.
You know in those blood tests? Over 17.
Yeah, I got 17 kids.
Not a one of them was a false claim.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know those houses. You know, back when we met, back in the day when we, you know, improv was just kind of, you know, the improv boom.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, we were getting invited to
and
festivals.
You guys were like, we would watch you guys and be like, how can we get the chicks like these improv guys do?
Yeah, right.
Which is really weird coming from a jazz musician.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
I mean,
it's
you would
not
think.
Really. No, yeah. Jazz. Have you seen the women that go?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, yeah.
You're going to edit that part out, right?
Yeah, we're going to
edit
that.
Right.
No,
totally.
No. Jazz guys get all the.
Yeah.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Fine women?
Yes, that's exactly what I was looking for. For all the. Yes. That's exactly it, for all the beautiful women. Because, I mean, come on. McCoy Tyner. How many children did he have?
I'd never heard anything about that.
Let me just say, I think we're looking triple digits.
Triple digits?
Triple digits.
How did Wilt Chamberlain sleep with 20,000 women and not have, like, 10,000 kids?
He dribbled?
Before he shot, he wasn't a good player. Oh, God.
I knew. Sorry, I couldn't remember the rest of the joke, but I knew dribbling had something to do with it. You got any more songs?
Yeah.
I got a million songs.
You got anything you want to... You want to play for us?
Yeah, well, hey, you know, you got a new Java Men record? You guys just play a gig?
We have a gig coming up.
Are you still playing with the Java Men?
Well, it's like one of those things.
Like with...
Like a bad Amy? Marriage?
Like the Sex Pistols or something, you know?
Uh-huh. You get enough money, you get back together.
That's right. Yeah. Pretty much the way it goes.
So you're getting some of that Java Men money. Where's your gig?
October 20th at the New Vintage.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. With who?
With the Java Men.
Who's opening for you?
The Louisville Improvisers.
Oh.
Some group called the Louisville Improvisers.
Wait a minute.
Wait.
I didn't negotiate that contract.
Oh. So that's official now?
Oh, it's the other Louisville Improvisers.
Did you? What?
What? Nothing.
Wait, there's you know what? This is starting to make some fucking sense.
Oh, hey, because no, guys.
You got no, Todd. I heard like we go, hey, you guys were great the other night.
Yeah.
And I said, wait a minute. How can they say
we didn't have a show?
Well, actually, it's the Louisville Improviser, singular.
Oh,
is
so
open up the show.
So you open up as a Louisville Improvisor.
I did not say it was me.
Okay, well, I heard about this.
Yeah, but Todd, you can't lie. You've never been. Look how red you are.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Guys, it's just a little thing.
So you're too busy to do our shows.
So you're doing your own Louisville Improvisor show.
Right.
It's just when all the other gigs that I've happened to be playing, I just open up for my own bands as the Louisville Improvise.
Well, what do you do?
I improvise. I have. Okay. Like for the, like, this is great. This is awesome. So like the first part of the show. Okay. So I make myself leave.
Yeah.
And then I get suggestions from the audience about like an invention that's never been made. And then I ask myself questions like as to try to hint at whether I can guess that. And then like I really, really screw up. Like I get some really, really obvious questions and I keep screwing them up.
Oh, because you don't know because you weren't in the room.
Wow, that's kind of brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, what else do you do?
Well, and then I like before the show starts, I have people write things on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
And then I throw them all over the ground.
Yeah.
And you guys should try some of this stuff because it's really funny. So okay.
Does it work?
Hell yeah, it works.
Okay.
And anyway, I'm sort of totally catering toward, you know, that huge overlap of comic improv and jazz fans.
Improv. Yeah. Is it huge?
It's huge. In fact, the overlap exceeds the actual audience of both combined.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how.
So there's an exponential growth.
Yeah.
Only in the overlap.
Yeah, it's just
it's sort of like mold in the shower, right?
It's totally true, you guys. So anyway, I mean, it was no offense, but I had to explore the overlap.
Okay. Well, no, and
I had to abandon.
Okay. Here's the only thing I just want to say. We're fine with this.
Yeah. Because you are a Louisville improviser, so I mean, but technically, you're within your rights.
We need a cut.
Yeah.
Need what?
We need a cut.
Right.
I cut the S off of the.
Okay.
We're talking about a financial. There's a financial.
Should I get? I got Artie on speed dial.
Give Artie
a call.
Okay.
Well,
because otherwise,
at my August show, I lost $75.
Okay, you can eat that. Yeah. We'll let you have that.
My June show, I lost $30.
Well, so you're losing more. I think that's good.
Yeah.
So I hope to lose about $150 at this next show
in October. Yeah. So. Okay. Well, I hope you do.
Yeah. Thanks. Me too.
Thanks.
I mean, I hope you lose a lot more. I mean, I hope you lose your I hope you lose your shirt, man.
Oh, except not that one that you have on, because I really like that.
No, you need
like
to
that.
Keep that. Yeah.
Well, is that a real vintage fog hat T-shirt? Well, or is it one of the new ones?
No. Look at it.
I was there. Then they threw it out of the. They didn't have T-shirt cannons back then. They
just had
threw them as far as they could.
Yeah. Right.
And then it
was in the front row.
I remember we were all at that show.
Fool for the City show. The tour. Fool for the City
God,
show.
God, that was great. What was it? The Louisville Gardens?
Yeah, Louisville Gardens.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, except it was the convention center then.
Back then, yeah. Oh, talk about improvisation.
Back when Four Fingers cost you $35, dude.
Wow.
I know. It's a little different nowadays,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, a little trip down memory lane, man.
I don't even know what that means.
It's a drug reference.
No wonder I don't know.
Yeah, well, what, you do jazz and improv. How would you know anything about drugs? So we're looking for. Wait, so we are doing the August 20th gig or no?
No, this is September.
The Louisville Improviser is going
to. No, you're going to do it by yourself.
Gotcha. Okay. That's fine. You know what? That's good because we got another gig that night anyway.
I'll put you guys on the guest list.
Will you?
Yeah.
Okay, that'd be great.
And you wonder how you're losing $150 a show. Is there anybody who's not on the guest list?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. We'll give you a couple minutes.
Yeah. You going to finish that sandwich?
It's yours, man. Actually, it's a lot more filling than I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's recycled bread.
Is that what that taste is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been reading about that.
Yeah, it's actually it's really good for you.
Yeah, why don't you hold on? I don't know. Maybe it's the pimento loaf, but
probably not.
Let me go.
Nature calls?
Yeah, I got to go see a man. About
okay, we'll see you in a minute.
All right, I'll be back.
Okay, make sure you use the recycled toilet paper.
All right.
So anyway, that's a great song.
Thanks.
We really like it, and I want to know that since you were working for us, we do own it now.
Oh, well, okay. I can always write another one.
You've got another 9 months.
Yeah. But I'm not going to share it with you. I'm going to put it on the Louisville Improviser show.
Wait a minute. Do you have a podcast yourself now?
I'm sure I can figure out how to do it.
False alarm. Hey.
Oh, good.
Hey, oh, God.
I'm the Louisville Improviser. See, it'll sound something like that.
Okay.
I told him we own the song.
Well, we do. I mean, technically you're still under contract.
Hey, you got your check last month, didn't you?
Yeah, residual.
Your residual?
I don't.
Oh, we sent it to your ex-wife.
Checks and contracts. I don't know.
Don't worry about it. She got it.
Check your mail. Yeah, well, you know, it was
because
cash.
I get texts from her if I don't send that check out right away. So, you know.
Yeah, well, she's got kids to feed.
I know.
I've got at least two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just got a text.
Yeah. Why don't you read it to us?
All right. That's from a number I don't recognize.
Yeah.
Hi. I'm not sure you remember me, but I met you in Phoenix about 8 years ago at an improv festival.
Oh, no.
We have a child. His name is Ramon. First of all, I would never name a kid Ramon.
Yeah, you didn't.
Yeah, that's you're just finding out about it.
She did, because you're just finding out.
Oh, right.
The 7-year-old kid. Okay, well, just forward me that, and I'll get the lawyer after.
Yeah,
we'll probably be 0-18 after this.
No, there's no way. I mean, we were only in Phoenix for about 3 hours.
All right, that's long enough for you.
Long enough. Hello from Phoenix. I got some news for you. I've got a baby.
Maybe she'll take the song and that ought to cover it.
So give me some money. Come be a daddy to your baby. I've started ending all my songs with that, like, up there.
I mean, you know, you are on fire, I got to tell you.
Oh, thanks.
It's such a pleasure to see you again. It's been so long.
It's nice to be here. I need to write some more songs.
Hey, you know, your room's still available. We didn't.
No, we haven't changed it since you were here.
Really?
Yeah.
No. It's just the way it is. You know, we got your Bachman Turner Overdrive
poster.
Still there.
That's the first song I ever learned.
Is it really?
I don't know.
First album I ever bought with my own money.
Well, I do remember.
Would you put Guess Who with Chicago Bread?
No, because they rocked.
No.
No, you wouldn't put them in the same?
No, I'd put them with...
I put Burton Cummings with them.
With when Burton Cummings went solo.
Yeah?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, I could see that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, where would you put Tal Bachman?
Wow. Now you're just showing off.
Sorry, guys. I just had to throw that in there.
Yeah.
That was fantastic. Yeah, no, so you got your Bachman Turner Overdrive poster and your Guess Who. I didn't realize you were really into – and then you got your Rush bedspread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Neil Young copy mug.
And then your Joni Mitchell pillow cover.
And your Anne Murray book cover.
And my Foreigner slippers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird because those are the only non-Canadians in your room.
No, Anne Murray's from Canada.
Yeah, I'm saying Foreigner.
Oh, Foreigner. They're not. Oh, you were using the plural.
Oh,
collective.
I thought they were because – Because
they're foreigners.
That's right. No, they're from they are foreigners, but they're British.
Oh.
No. I was thinking of Thin Lizzy.
No, they're Irish.
And I was, same thing.
No. Actually, the guitar player in Foreigner is English.
Lou Graham. Lou Graham, right.
Okay, well, he's the singer.
Right.
No, Mick Jones. Not that Mick Jones from The Clash.
I was going to say.
No, seriously. It happens all the time. He's pissed. And I said, hey, man, I loved your work in The Clash. And he just...
He gets mad?
Yeah, no, he actually hit me.
Is that...
We were... Remember
is that why your nose looks like that?
Yeah, he broke it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just happened.
Where were you that you saw
I him? Was doing the state fair, and I was... And this is... I was the Louisville improvisor.
That night.
That night. In the state fair in Kansas.
How do you play ABC game by yourself?
I grab somebody from the audience.
Ah, you do?
Yeah.
It's a 50-50 shot that they know the alphabet better than you?
50-50, yeah. All right, let's be honest. Yeah, 40-60.
Okay.
You know, but no, there's some sharp people in Topeka. Don't get me wrong.
So you were in the Kansas State Fair and you ran into Lou Graham, not of The Clash.
No, Mick Jones.
Who's Lou Graham?
He's the lead singer. Mick Jones was the guitar player in Foreigner.
Lou Graham there?
No, Lou Graham, yeah, I mean, he was in the trailer.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't there when Mick Jones hit me because he was listening to this.
Totally
Did you have to share a trailer with Foreigner?
Yeah. Yeah, well, they gave me the back part.
Those guys old?
Well, define old. 70? Yes.
Yes.
Then they're old.
So anyway, we washed your pair of Gordon Lightfoot socks.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Yeah. And I think you need to look at – you know what? Here, just follow us down the hall. Since we're right by your room anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. And we actually left something. We didn't know when you were coming.
Right.
Because you stopped answering our texts and phone calls.
Yeah.
I changed nothing. Okay.
You know, what? All right. Well, we're here. Okay. All right. Just so there, we left you a little something on your bed. So just open the bag.
Just open the bag.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
It's the Bay City Rollers.
Yep.
Yep. The box set.
Yep.
With action figures.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
You know what I had to give my wife to get her to give that up? Because, you know, she was a Bay. She's still used to be. She's the president emeritus of the Bay City Roller Skating
right.
Club.
Mm. USA. Technically, she's still involved. She's on the board or something. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys. I know all their songs.
Those guys. I don't think I'm overstating.
The only thing I don't want to sound.
Okay.
I don't want to sound like I'm looking a gift horse in the eye.
Okay.
But they're not exactly anatomically correct.
Well,
there are differences. They all look the same without their clothes, but.
Well, I think we need to talk to Alex's wife about the.
She probably didn't give all of it up.
She just kept the anatomy.
Yeah. There's a part of her life that I know nothing about, and that's a conscious choice. That's how we've been married as long as we have.
I'm just a stickler for accuracy. That's
okay.
All. That's
you're going to have to take that up with her.
Yeah.
You've met her.
I have met her. It's okay. I'm not going to worry about it.
Wise choice, my friend.
What I'll do is when my friends come over, I'll just put their clothes back on.
Put them on.
Right, put the clothes back on. And because, you know, you see that part of the ear of Chris that's missing?
Yeah, well, yeah, she... Yeah. Really?
Was this on the same day that Mick Jones hit you?
But it's weird.
It was the same weekend.
No. It was a weird weekend. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, like, he hit me, so I mean, that's why I think, I mean, like, I couldn't see out of my left eye, so I didn't hear her coming.
Oh, yeah.
She's stealthy, though, too.
She's totally stealth, and then and she thought I was ignoring her.
Yeah.
And then I had my Captain Kangaroo action set with Mr. Green Jeans, the anatomically correct Captain Kangaroo. And
hung like a horse.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, both of them.
Yeah. Bob Keeshan?
Dude, he was a Milton Berle of children's television.
Exactly.
So anyway, you don't get between her and anatomically correct dolls.
He was a true marsupial, you found out, with the anatomically correct doll. You never saw that on the TV show, that he was an actual marsupial.
No, I think it would have frightened a lot of children.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's
that whole pouch thing.
Yeah, but many of them would have probably wanted to get inside of the pouch.
Oh, if I could have, I would have lived inside that pouch. Yeah. I don't think I'm speaking out of school here. Well, let's get out of your room. Is it probably almost time for dinner?
It's almost time for dinner. I think, you know, that screech I heard earlier was probably Damaris.
It could have been Brian's screech.
Yeah. Well, let's go find him.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, you got a song for the dinner music?
Let's eat!